On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
On one hand, it's a chance to witness history.
This is unbelievable.
Be there if your team does something we all lay down and dream of every single night.
Yeah.
And it's a moment you'll remember for the rest of your life. And I'm not entirely sure I understand what the word irony means, but I think, Tommy, this is a cruel irony.
Mm.
Because even though you'd be there to witness it, reacting the way you'd want to, the way we all imagine we would, could put you in a very dangerous position.
But why? It's America. You should be free to do what you want.
That's why, buddy. Because it's America.
Oh.
Bang It Out, The Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, Bills Chiefs, 6:30, Sunday night.
Come on.
Winner goes to the Super Bowl. And Tommy.
Yeah.
I would imagine that every Bills fan has taken at least a second to stop and imagine how they are going to react, wherever they are, if the Bills manage to do what we all want them to do.
Oh, yeah, it'll be iced in time.
Right?
Yeah.
Like that feeling of emotion that would wash over all of us. Like 30 years of frustration.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, I have been given an unbelievable
opportunity. What's going on?
Work has offered to fly me out to Kansas City. This time for the AFC Championship game. I got tickets. I'm going to be in the building for this game. I am going with our boss, who is in Kansas City. I cannot believe it, but it is happening.
Ooh, King Brown Nose.
Well, you must have impressed him
Kansas
enough the
City
first time.
Brown Nose.
Where you got the second invite.
I mean, I tried to
second
year
invite.
Number two.
That's quite a feather in your brown nose and cap.
Not only a second invite, but a second invite to the biggest game of the season to this point.
I try to tell you guys I'm fun. You don't want to listen to me.
Yeah.
Our boss seems to think so.
I guess.
Or he thinks I'm handsome. One of the two. I don't know.
How bad are things going in Kansas City? So this is great, Pat.
So that's just it.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. When I was informed of this, I squealed like a little girl.
Yeah.
And I've been, as soon as the Bills, because they last week he reaches out to me and he goes, you know, if the Chiefs do their thing, the Bills do their thing, we'd like to invite you out. I'm like, oh my God. So like, not only do I have the anxiety of a playoff game with that Ravens game, I now know the Chiefs are moving on. I know what is at stake here, right?
So what's the problem?
Well, Sunday night, I'm over the moon, right? I'm already getting like my stuff together. I'm like, I'm laying out my clothes like I'm a, you know, kindergartner on the first day of school, right? And then I started thinking.
What's that?
Well, because the Bills are a game away from playing in a Super Bowl, and I, like an idiot, allowed myself to imagine what would happen if I was there to witness the Bills win it. Like we said, Tommy, 30 years of pent-up fandom, and I'm watching this happen in front of my face, and how I would lose it, just lose it with joy and excitement.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized where I will be, I probably can't do that there.
Oh, you can't overreact because of the Kansas City fans.
You can. It may come with some consequences.
Well, I never hear Kansas City being like, mean people. Philly's got that reputation.
Sure,
we've got that reputation for getting out of control. They never seem to be crazy.
But I think any team that could potentially lose a game that big, you don't really know, right?
And I just figured like Kansas City people are nice, warm.
It only takes one or two dicks.
Kind of fat, full of ribs. They're not going to really, they got a rock to get out of the chair to beat your ass.
The phone number is 252-WCMF.
He mentioned that when he would go there. Tell him I said that.
252-926.
They like being teased like that.
Look, you're right. I was in Kansas City for the game last year.
Yeah.
I was the only Bills fan in the entire section I was in. And with the exception of one douchey old man who told me to go F myself at the end of the game.
Oh, so your dad went.
Everyone was very nice. Mm. But to Kimmy's point, that game I was at last season did not have the significance this game.
Yeah, regular season.
And when the Bills won, I wasn't flipping the F out, which would be the absolute appropriate response if the Bills managed to handle business on Sunday night. And I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
On top of the nerves for the actual game, I am pretty damn nervous about how the interactions are going to go with other fans. Because it's not just the end result, Tommy. Every single play.
Every drive, every point, every inch.
Yeah, every snap.
Tense.
Will be so much more significant with what is on the line.
Mm-hmm.
You, we, all of us as Bills fans are going to be reacting times 10 to everything.
Especially if the game comes down to the wire like it did last week.
Well, every Chiefs-Bills game comes down to the wire.
Yeah, that's true.
Every single game they play comes down to the wire. The phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-9263, and I'm asking sincerely because I'm not sure what to do.
Mm.
Do I react the way I normally would react throughout that game and let whatever happen happen? Or do I sit on my hands for the sake of my safety and the safety of the guy I'll be with? Because, you know, if I was going with other Bills fans...
Mm-hmm. Safety in numbers.
Exactly. If there's three or four guys, not that there's going to be a problem, but yeah. I think there is a human psychological difference when you see four people doing something as opposed to
one. You're
a
little more comfortable.
It's not even that. It's the fact that you're our boss's guest.
Yes.
So you got to keep that in mind. It's like if you were just going with a bunch of your buddies, it's one thing, but... Because you're a guest of his, and he's kind of like paying the way.
Also a Chiefs fan, by the way. He is a Chiefs fan, I will be sitting next to a Chiefs fan.
Right, but in he's casual. I don't think he's deep. I think you got to play nice, don't you?
Well, no, okay, but no, I'm not going to be a dick. I'm not going to like turn around and double bird everybody.
I understand.
I'm just talking jumping
but
up.
But you're loud, you're big, you're a doofus.
Hell,
you got
man.
A stupid big mouth. Your head's like ginormous, even by Midwestern standards. You got a big head even from Missouri. And Missouri's got some big-headed boys.
Well, it is a show-me state. I'll show you my head. Is that Missouri, right?
Yeah, in the bathroom, usually.
Shut up. No, I
think you got to play it cool. Like I do. Because what are you wearing? You're wearing all your stupid stuff.
Okay, so here's the thing. It's going to be 20 degrees at game time, right? Okay, so I have to...
All right, here we go.
Well, no, I got to stay warm. I got to
wear... There's going to be some Bills clown sitting there.
Bills clown.
I'm going to see you on camera.
I've got my Zubaz overalls that I'm going to wear.
Okay, Claude number one.
What are you talking about? I got my plan. I've already got my outfit planned out. I've got my Zubaz overalls. I got my Bills turtleneck, my Bills hoodie, my Jack Kemp jersey, and the hat I'm wearing now. That's my plan. And then my Bills starter jacket.
Okay.
I mean, I'm a Bills fan. What am I
doing? All right. You could dial that back a little bit.
No, I'm not. Look, I'm not. Wait, I'm going to go undercover. That's the biggest puss move of all. I'm wearing my colors in that stadium.
Okay.
Kimmy, I can't not wear what I'm going to wear. Right?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on
Tommy
the phone.
Suggested,
so Tommy said don't
Tommy
wear
suggested
your
dial
Bills
it back
stuff.
A little
dial
bit.
Back on the Bills stuff. No, I'm not doing that.
No. I mean, if you're going to go to the game, you can't be a coward about it.
Thank you. Thank you. But does it make me a coward to even consider like sitting on my hands a little bit during that game? Because I do kind of feel like a coward.
No, I mean, just for your own, I would think, I wouldn't, you know, blame somebody for doing that at an away game. You're kind of feeling out the situation when you first get there. You don't want to come in hot and annoy everybody around you.
No. I'm not talking coming in hot. Kimmy.
As the game builds.
Yeah, and like, you know.
Yeah, the excitement builds.
The reaction of a touchdown catch or an interception or a fumble recovery or a big hit. Like,
you know, the clouds open up and you can see the mighty face of Jack Kemp looking down on the stadium.
252-WCMF.
Do you think Jack Kemp's in heaven?
252-9263.
I don't know what kind of guy he was.
Yeah, I mean, he seemed like a good dude.
Seemed like a good guy.
Seemed like a good dude.
But you know, it was back in the day.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't know. I mean, look, I'm trying not to think about it because I'd like to wear his jersey outside. Right. Nobody sent me any.
Yeah, nobody knows who Jack Kemp is.
Well, in Kansas City, they will.
Well, I mean, there had to be some old fart.
So there is a museum because Casey.
Wait, is it Jack Kemp Museum?
You idiot. The Kansas City and Buffalo were two of the original AFL
franchises.
Yeah. In fact, Ralph Wilson lent money to Lamar Hunt to ensure that the Kansas City Chiefs didn't go under. Mm. So we are linked forever in history. And inside the stadium, the Chiefs did an unbelievable job of preserving their stadium that they built the same time Highmark was built. And they have an AFL museum.
Oh, so he's in there.
There's like a bunch of Bills memorabilia with Jack Kemp stuff. So which I feel it's appropriate to wear this jersey to the
very
game.
Very cool.
It's almost homage. And it's super warm. It's one of the old school long ones.
All right. It's a deep cut, but cool.
Shut up. Like, you
Jack Kemp is a deep cut, bro.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. As the only Bills fan, I assume, where I will be sitting with a man who is also a Chiefs fan, the potential for seeing history and the natural reaction you would have watching this game in Kansas City. Do I pull it back out of fear for my safety? Because it only takes one. Everyone was cool, but it only takes one.
And you got to think about the guy that brought you to, because he's now stuck with you if things go south.
Yeah.
And he's really doing he's really doing you a solid.
And he's more a lover than a fighter, it seems, man.
He's a sweet, big guy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he looks intimidating, but he's a very kind man, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like radio soft guy.
I didn't say that. I got to see him. This weekend. Could you not?
No, I mean, he's a big softy. Nice guy. I'm saying he's good people.
All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to John. Hey, John, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
-9 here. I'm freezing.
Yeah, it's cold, John. It's cold.
Yeah, I think you should walk softly and carry a big stick.
Go on.
Meaning that I would be a little reserved, and I would save it. So when they win, you can just kind of just go, mm-hmm, and then we go to the Super Bowl.
Okay. So do the 90s R&B, Lisa. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So do
play
not.
Cool.
I don't know if I have that in me. I'll be honest with you. You know how I get when I'm watching games. I
yeah,
it is hard.
It's a natural reaction.
I know, but for me, it's I got to tell you, sometimes I have to get in a truck and just drive around. Like in the third period last weekend, I just had to get in my truck and drive and listen to it on the radio because I just get crazy, you know, when they're not scoring in the third period, and I'm like, or the third quarter, I should say, and I just have to get out and drive and listen to it on the radio, and they seem to do better when I listen to them on the radio.
I will so sit in the car, John.
You know, I'm kind of with them on that. Like sometimes if I'm in between places and I'm driving, for whatever reason, it just makes me feel better to listen to it on the radio.
Well, I mean,
like, they must be doing well.
Brownie does a great job, too. It's not the worst experience. Hey, John, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of
the day. You're welcome. Hey, good luck.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you. Go Bills.
Bye.
There goes John. It's the ultimate cruel irony here.
Yeah.
You know, tickets to the biggest game of the last 30 years in Bills history. The opportunity to witness history with my own eyes. And no matter what happens, I'm still seeing history.
Yeah.
Right? But it's also the ultimate cruel irony, right? Like, I cannot let my emotions fly where I am.
Yeah.
And I guess it raises this question. 252 WCMF. Would the average Bills fan rather have a single ticket to this game in Kansas City where you are there on your own? Or would you rather watch it at home with the people you care about the most, Bills-wise? Because no matter how the game goes on Sunday, being with your Bills family, whether that's your real family or just other Bills fans,
yeah,
will make the experience better. You'll be there with them for this potential once-in-a-lifetime moment.
Yeah, but I would take, what are you saying, take one or the other?
Taking solo at the game or at home on TV with your Bills family.
I would take that solo Kansas City experience. You'll always have that other. Like this rare moment that you're being afforded here, you have to take
there.
It.
I don't know if you will always have the other though. Like how many opportunities are people going to have to go to an AFC championship
game? No, but to have all that is very rare.
No, that's what I mean.
You would never do this on your own.
No. No, so, I couldn't afford this. No.
So you take this experience and the other stuff, who cares? You've already done all that.
But I mean there is
you want to hear their same stupid stories about when they went to a game?
I'm saying, like, if I, you know, being with my brother on Sunday and, like, if the best thing in the world happens, being there with him, like, you know, it's been a roller coaster ride for all of us since we were two, four years old. Like, that would be nice. I mean, it's not as nice as being there in person, but I also would be able to jump around and run outside in the neighborhood and scream my lungs out at 10:30 at night.
I mean, I love your brother.
Yeah.
You got a fine family. Enough. go to Kansas City and have fun.
252
Unless you get to rub it in his face.
I don't want. Yeah.
Man. Oh, you. Exactly.
You're right. You're right.
King Rub.
I'm gonna rub. King Rub. You call.
Wait till your old man finds out. You're gonna get double rubs out of this.
Wait, I'm gonna get rubs from my brother and my dad.
Oh yeah. They're gonna hate you.
Thanks.
And you're gonna love every minute of it.
252 WCMF. I'll be in Kansas City for this game on Sunday. I cannot wait, but it occurs to me as I'm falling asleep the other night that if what we all hope happens, I'm not going to be able to lose it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a blue dot in a sea of red. When the guy I'm going with, our boss, who invited me out, very kind of him, he's also a Chiefs fan. So he's not even there today. I'm afraid maybe he'll punch me in the side of the head. Let's talk to Stuart. Hey, Stu, how are you, buddy?
I'm fine. You know, the Kansas City fans are very mellow. You won't have to worry. And, you know, was playing at halftime? The Kingston Trio.
Wait.
No.
Remember?
It's a callback from a terrible joke that he did like a year ago.
I don't remember.
The joke was so bad, I remember what he said.
All right.
No.
You don't like this one?
Stu, I'm going to let you go, buddy. Thanks for the call. We were doing...
I didn't even remember the stupid joke.
No, it was so bad.
Yes.
Okay. 252 WCMF. Kimmy, what would you choose? Would you choose the AFC
Championship you take
game?
The unique experience.
She's taking
bad,
all the freebies,
good
bro.
Or bad. No, I just think good or bad. Like, if you stay home to watch this thing at home with the usual crew, it's a guaranteed, you know, non-confrontational watch party
same
experience.
Same old, same old.
Sure.
But if you go And if you don't go and they win, you're going to be watching that on TV with the worst, you know, FOMO you've ever had in your life.
It's a good call.
Know?
Oh, yeah. If they win, you get to see the trophy ceremony, all that stuff.
I'll be honest with you.
I think you've got to take it just for the chance you get to witness that in person.
So not to sound, I mean, honestly, like just as a football fan, period. Yeah. No matter what happens, I am actually excited to see the trophy ceremony because I've never seen it in person. Like, yeah, it'll be pretty cool. It'll be way cooler the other way.
Yes.
And by the way, I say this now, maybe when it's happening.
Grab some of that confetti out of the air.
I think everybody's going to leave. You can walk almost... You know, it's like walk and touch Jim Nantz.
You're talking about my close personal friend, Jim Nantz.
Right. You go out for a big fat steak the night before, a couple of drinks. What's not to like about this?
The anxiety, though, man. I'm going to be in this hotel room when I wake up on Sunday morning by myself, just like pacing. I'm going to be pacing all morning long. 6:30 kickoff, man. I got all day in Missouri.
Oh, yeah. Kansas City's a nice town.
I like Kansas City.
Especially this time of the year. It's lovely.
252 WCRMF. Jeremy, how are you, buddy? What's going on?
You know, for the Friday picks, when everyone comes in, I think they should run as the Chiron. What Tommy said, I love your brother, but enough. Right at the bottom of the screen. It's going to be almost 40 on Sunday. So, I mean, it'll be a damn heat wave as far as you're concerned. So you'll enjoy that. I think you should go the other way. I don't think you should sit on your hands at all. In fact, I have a plan for you.
Ooh.
I think your boss should have his phone ready to record you. You should find that other Kelsey brother, whatever the hell his name is. And after they lose, you should say, man, your brother, he stinks. Couldn't make any catches. And then when he drops, you know, four gay slurs on you, you'll be famous. It'll be wonderful. How does this guy still have a deal with Disney after doing that? I don't get it. They all stink. I hope you go and have the greatest time. And when Kansas City falls on their face, you know, we can... be jealous of you on Monday that you went and had an experience. All right?
Thanks, Jerry.
Bye, Dix.
Well, listen, I want you all to know, you're all coming with me in my heart, man.
Oh, kiss
everyone,
my
listen,
ass.
I'm bringing all of you. I'm bringing Rochester with
you
me.
You can't come.
Man, you can't actually come. You can't actually come. Well, it's actually that bringing that up here.
Yeah.
Leanne writes us on Instagram. She says, I just tuned in. Now does Kimmy get to go with you to Kansas City this time?
Oh.
No.
Wait, you didn't get to ask?
No, I guess my invite got lost again. So,
oh, you want to play this game? You remember?
Pat.
You want me to talk just about what happened?
Wait, that's double slaps.
Well, you remember what happened last time?
Yeah. I forgot what happened last
time. So I got invited. He was a new boss.
Yeah, yeah.
New boss.
And we love this guy.
And he was but he was inviting me out so I could, like, meet him for the first time.
Yeah.
So I go, and, you know, I get invited. And it was a weird situation because I felt bad, but I didn't want to tell our new boss.
Sure, it was a difficult spot.
But he didn't invite Kimmy.
He
didn't have any leverage.
And we talked about it on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And Kimmy was very upset with me, and I didn't understand
why. Well, as a football fan, I mean, she eats the stuff up.
I just thought, like, maybe I'd mention it.
So then after we did that, he did, in fact, reach out to you, to which case you said, I don't want to go anymore. If I'm not invited in the first place, I don't want to go.
Well, it is kind of, I mean, it was a secondary offer.
But why would he invite her now if she already shot him down? It's a no-win spot.
It's fine.
I feel no guilt this time. You had your opportunity. Maybe he would have invited you this time, too, had you not been like, now you got me.
I mean, unless he doesn't like her.
Oh, I think we get along okay.
But but everybody thinks everybody likes him, right?
Yeah, you get along with him so well. You were invited. Oh, no, you weren't.
Tommy wasn't invited.
Well, yeah.
That because they don't trust Tommy to run the board back here?
I'm 66. They could care less about me. I'm not going to invest anything in my ass.
Not in that sweater.
I'm not a leader in the hallway.
Leader in the hallway.
Hey, you can make fun of me all you want.
I just did.
I'm getting on a plane and going to watch AFC Championship game. Ass here.
You have worked very hard, Pat.
Shut up.
You earned every bit of it.
Shut
up. I'm very proud of you.
You know, the other thing I'm kind of, I'm like excited, dreading also.
What's that?
So I'll be broadcasting live from the studios in Kansas City on Monday, flying back after that. Last time I did this, it was awesome. Because the Bills had won, and I only had my Bills stuff with me, so I wore it in the studio, and I'm like, bro.
What?
If the Bills do this
and win,
and I'm walking around, like, of course I'm going to rub it in everybody's face.
Sure.
But if they don't, and I only have my Bills, like that's going to suck real hard.
It's going to be a sad day in that studio.
Real long, real hard.
Now, one thing you got to be careful about too.
What's that?
Is next season, you know, if the Heat, you know, if we go back and play Kansas City again.
Casey comes here, but it would be
But for the players, I'm like, you know, you don't want to screw the pooch here because you like to keep this going, like a little tradition. You know, you and our big boss in Kansas City get to go hang out with the guys.
Sure,
you got to invite him here for that game.
So I did. I didn't. I was going to, and then I didn't. But I'll then do it next year. Thanks, bud.
Oh yeah. Then you gotta show him around.
Right. Yeah.
You're gonna play host.
We took him to Agatina's last time he was here. That's pretty much an AFC Championship game.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, let's take a break. Mm.
Sometimes historic events suck, but what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever you do for a living,
yeah,
you have a job description. And that, no more, no less, is what you are responsible for. But this person we're going to tell you about went above and beyond.
Oh.
And in doing so, got the person who owns the place they worked at put in handcuffs.
Jesus Christ, man.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tommy, this story starts with a cleaning company.
Oh.
Rock Scrubby is owned by a man in Webster.
Oh.
And over the summer, an employee of the company claims that this owner was being dishonest with customers.
What was he doing?
Story on 13 Wham says the owner was using an app called Booking Koala. Can we get more silly names in one real story?
Booking Koala.
Booking Koala, because Booking Wallaby apparently was taken. They would use the app to overbill customers.
Oh.
According to the story, the employee would get complaints. The owner would get complaints. Claim to the app that it was taken care of, but either would not issue the refund or rebill them later.
All right.
The employee said they knew of at least 5 customers who were overbilled so frequently they had to change their credit or debit card numbers to avoid the costs.
Oh, wow.
And eventually, armed with this information, the employee of Rock Scrubby decided to blow in their boss. In August, they called the cops and dimed. That led to an investigation, which led to the owner's arrest late last week. And Tommy, it is a doozy of an arrest.
Really?
The owner of this cleaning company is facing charges of wire fraud, device fraud, and aggravated identity theft. The investigation was done not only by the Monroe County Sheriff's Department, but included work by Homeland Security.
Oh.
Why would they get involved?
Identity theft?
Yeah,
wire fraud. Because it's the internet?
I don't know. Because it's the internet.
Yeah.
That's what it says on their seal.
It's the internet?
Homeland Security. Because it's the internet. And if this man is convicted of his charges.
So is he looking like serious time?
20 years in prison.
Ooh. Wow.
And $250,000 fine. All of this.
Yeah, but that prison's going to look beautiful when he gets done. Spotless.
All of this, according to 13 Wham, because an employee turned in their boss. 252 WCMF. Would you have the balls?
No.
No?
I mean, you're really blowing up some dude.
Yeah, but I would imagine with this type of service, like, you may have been the one having to answer questions for people. You know what I mean? Like, I almost think you're kind of forced to do it because if I'm now the face of these people's complaints and they think I'm stealing or I'm doing something wrong, well, it's not me. And that may be what drove this person to finally say something.
Interesting point.
Okay.
You're saying you wouldn't have the balls. Why?
I mean, to blow up a guy's life like this, he's going to go, like, what I said makes him get 20 years. The business goes belly up.
Mm-hmm.
His family's destroyed. I mean, that's a big lift.
Counterpoint. Remember, according to the story on 13 Wham, these people were being overcharged so frequently, they had to change their credit and debit cards.
I understand.
They were victims of identity theft, according to police.
But this isn't like you're breaking out the body bags here. I mean, I can see him getting fined, have to pay restitution, whatever. You got to put this guy in the
It didn't happen to you. If you were on the other end of that.
And he's facing 20 years. Doesn't mean he's going to get 20 years. And here's the thing, man. As they like to say, if you can't do the time, don't do the crime.
All right.
Man.
All right. Beretta was right. Yeah.
Wouldn't you also be afraid your stuff could be being messed with, like your identity, because they have all, your employer would have all of your information.
Oh, good question.
I just don't want to be that guy.
The one who does something right.
The narc.
Okay. All right, let's talk this through. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Dropping dime on the boss in this situation, if the allegations are true, obviously the right thing to do. I mean, if you suspect something is wrong, you should say something. And in this case, if the allegations are true, it affected countless people. And they were in hell with no way to change the situation.
Mm.
Without this person coming forward, it's possible that these problems, these innocent people that were just hiring a business, never got resolved. But on the other hand,
yeah,
If we're talking selfish reasons here, this guy is the sole owner, it seems, of this business.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing the right thing, this person who dimed probably dimed themselves out of a job.
Oh, like, oh, I don't know how many people this guy employs, but the business is toast.
Yeah.
And they were making such good money.
over and over. I mean, Kimmy, would keeping your job be enough to keep you from doing the right thing?
I think it would for a long time. But again, like, once it got to the point where now if my job was being affected because, let's say, you know, people don't want to hire me to come to their house or use this service and you're getting less and less work, well, that, what's the difference anyways?
All right, let me ask you guys this question.
Right.
And I already know your answer.
You don't know?
252 WCMF. Again, we're talking about this man in Webster. He's the owner of a cleaning service. He's been arrested, charged with wire fraud, device fraud, and aggravated identity theft after an employee went to authorities and said that he was overcharging people on an app he was using for this cleaning company. At least five customers were overbilled so frequently they had to change their debit or credit card numbers. He's looking at 20 years in prison and $250,000 fine. Let's say, Tommy, you knew someone who was well aware that the owner of the business they work was committing fraud. This person was not participating in it, but they could have ended it.
They knew.
And they did not say anything to keep their own job. Would you judge them?
No, because I do the same thing. I mean, I'd be pissed, but I kind of get it.
Kimmy, would you judge that person for not dropping
down? No, I totally understand. I can understand when you're not in charge of everything feeling scared to say something. I wouldn't blame somebody.
So if they kept their mouth shut solely to keep a paycheck, that's okay in your mind?
It's not okay, but I understand it.
Okay.
Would I be a bad person? Let's say I found out, I'm this guy that found all this information.
Sure, yeah.
And I go to the boss man, and I go, look, man, I know what you're up to. It ain't no good.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make it right.
Mm.
If you don't make it right, I'm going to go to the cops.
I think that's fair.
Right?
I mean, you are. Oh, you may be putting yourself at risk depending on how nefarious this is.
But you're holding the cards here. I know. I got the information.
Yeah, but if it comes out that you knew and you...
Well, no. I mean, I think that's fair because you try to do the right thing.
I'm giving you a break.
My concern would be...
Because you could tighten these people up.
You're right.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, you give me a little cut on the side.
Okay, that, no. That, now that we're now it's blackmail. Idea. Now we're blackmailing.
Not blackmail.
No, that is the definition.
Let's call it gray mail.
Of
and I'm not,
the gray lady mail?
Yeah, I'm not looking for a lot.
How much?
10% of the total.
No, now you're an accessory
you're
to the crime.
You're going to do all this for 10%?
No, 10% of the total.
Yeah, but what if it's not that much?
It's enough for this guy to go to prison for 20 years. It's got to be sizable.
If he's convicted.
So let's say it's $200,000.
Okay.
I get 20G under the T.
My concern
to go away.
Let's put the blackmail aside.
Make your problems go away. See.
My concern again, without the blackmail, if I go to my boss, who I know is scamming
people,
and let's say it is a significant amount of money, we don't know how much money we're talking here. This guy was overcharging, and I go, I know what you're doing. Make it right, or I'm going to dime on
you. Yeah, you got him by the pubes.
Or money can make people do desperate things. Mm-hmm. I would be afraid that maybe my safety becomes.
Oh my God! Now you're going into Netflix.
We've seen stories like that in the past.
Crazier things have happened,
right?
What do you think? You're going to be in a barrel in the lake?
Even
in the lake? Is that French for the lake?
Yeah, the lake. The barrel.
He dropped me in a French lake in a barrel.
Even if that person wasn't going to do anything, you may have to live with that fear or the potential.
But what if he's like a, you know, Weasley wuss?
You don't know. I mean, I guess you don't know until that person has their back against the wall. They say a cornered animal is the most dangerous
animal.
That
is true. Eh?
You know, as we have this discussion about diamond on your boss and, you know, doing the right thing versus keeping your job, and I don't think we should discount the overall feeling of finally having power over someone that has always had power.
Oh,
over
sure. I mean, the tables are turned.
Now, as a fair show, I do think we have to point out that not only are these just allegations, we have no idea what kind of boss this guy was.
Yeah.
Could have been a great boss.
Mm-hmm.
But we've all had those pain-in-the-ass bosses.
Oh,
and
yeah.
For whatever reason, they sucked, and they sucked hard. Would the satisfaction of watching your boss in handcuffs and their life fall apart be worth the blow of losing your job?
Hmm.
I can think of one boss that I've had, and especially the time of my life that I had that boss, that I would have absolutely signed up for that.
But how much money were you making?
Not a ton, but I still needed the job, you know? So I would think, like watching that guy go down would be absolutely worth it to me.
Because like there are some jobs that are easier to find when you're unemployed than others. Like I don't mean to sound disrespectful, but I would imagine if you're someone that's really good working for a cleaning service, you could probably find another job fairly easily, right? So this person may be okay. But if you're working in like a professional job, right? where there's education involved and resumes and
maybe
you have
to relocate.
Exactly. Like, but to watch your boss get let out in handcuffs because of what you did.
I mean, it's got to feel good in the moment. I mean, you might regret it a month later when you're, you know, looking for a gig, but in the moment, it's got to feel great.
It would also, it might feel great if you have other coworkers and they feel the same way you do about that person.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're the only one that doesn't get along with the boss and all those other people thought that that was a really great boss.
Oh, yeah, you're King Brown.
It's not going to feel as good.
King Brown?
Mm-hmm. Brown into the man. Nark into the man.
No, you're the, no. King Brown would be the one that doesn't nark. You're no, brown you're, nose no. in the boss.
No, you're brown nose into the
to the
legal
authorities.
System.
What?
The authorities.
You mean you do it? You do it what you should. What's right?
Yeah, but you're still King Brown.
Okay. Now we got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Group Facebook page. A good point that we did not consider here.
Oh.
This comes in from Dave. Dave says the right thing to do is to turn that person in, but we don't know how many employees this guy had. It's terrible that he was scamming these people. Again, according to police.
Mm.
But if there are other people who put food on the table because of this man, if you turn him in, those people are out of a job too. It's not just your decision. That's a good point.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. Mm-hmm. But by not doing it, you allow him to continue to rip people off.
Either way, people are getting ripped off or people are being put in a bad spot.
Ooh.
That's why I think my way of talking to him first.
Blackmail.
Not blackmail.
Giving him a chance to fix it.
You hold the blackmail in your pocket.
No.
You don't pull blackmail out up front.
Bro, you have no patience. You would walk in and just yell blackmail. And you would think you had a plan. And you'd, blackmail!
Blackjack!
Blackmail! The lake! It's fit for the lake! And I think we're also kind of glossing over what might be the most important factor here.
What's that?
Guilt. The person who dimed was well aware, if the allegations are true, of how bad things were for other people.
Mm-hmm.
And going further, there is nothing in this story to suggest that it was going to stop unless this person went to the authorities.
Mm-hmm. Could have gotten a lot worse before it got better.
So, I mean, you'd be going to work every day, working for a fraud, meeting people that you knew the second you came across them were going to get effed. And it's not like you personally would be seeing any of that benefit, right?
Yeah.
It would have to eventually start eating away at you. No?
Well, yeah.
No? I mean, you have no soul, you monster.
I mean, yes, I can understand, like, some people, it would bother them.
Some people.
Yeah.
That should bother you. That's being a human being.
Yeah, but human beings get taken advantage of.
That's the problem here.
Soulless trash doesn't seem to have a problem.
All right. Let's take a break.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Tommy, it used to be this wasn't even a question.
Oh.
If you had this problem,
you
fix it yourself. But as time moves on, things change.
Oh, yeah.
Some people look at it as the wussification of America. Some folks look at this as a better option. But if you've had this problem over the last 2 days, using this may not be the better option.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So the cold is affecting folks in ways they've kind of forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
Like tons of school closings this morning. Well, that's going to throw parents' schedules off. But the biggest problem you may have, dead battery.
Oh, God.
Dead battery in the car. You go to start the car and
nothing's happening.
AAA is reporting that they have had a massive increase for calls and jumps in the greater Rochester area over the last 24 hours, which sucks because if you need AAA to get a jump this morning, you could be stuck there for a few hours waiting for someone because they're all over the place.
Freezing your ass off.
You got it. That is, unless you want to try and jump it yourself.
Okay. A self-jumper?
Tommy, you trust yourself to jump a car anymore?
No. First of all, I don't have jumper cables.
You don't have jumper cables?
No.
Okay.
I haven't had them in 20 years.
Okay.
Used to, because I drove junk. I wouldn't. And then you had to have somebody to help you give you a jump.
To help you give you a jump.
Yeah. Got to be another person involved.
Or you can have one of those jump packs.
The portable,
So it's all one thing, but I ain't using that, man.
So you haven't jumped a car in at least 20 years?
Oh, I haven't jumped a car since I moved here.
Okay, so really, there has not been a car jump in Rochester.
Right, but I haven't even had I had jumper cables because you always were supposed to have them.
Okay.
But,
yeah. Kimmy, have you ever jumped a car?
When I was in high school, I remember my dad having to help me do that in our driveway.
But it wasn't.
He did it.
He did it, okay.
Yeah.
Because, like, here's the thing. I did it on my dad's car. My dad showed me a bunch when I was a kid. I remember, like, doing it with him standing over me on his car at a Bills game one time. But I've never actually had to do it on my own car.
You're lucky. Drove garbage.
I know. My batteries always work for some reason.
Look at that.
Does that make me a bitch that I've never jumped a car on my own?
I don't think it's that goddamn manly to put a clip on two posts. I mean, I screwed that up one time.
I can't even remember the last time I saw somebody jumping a car.
You see in the Bills parking lot every once in a while.
Really?
That would make sense.
But when you screwed it up, what happened?
I learned this. I'd never heard of this word before. I reversed the polarity of the battery by putting them on the wrong post, and the thing started to smoke.
Oh.
And I ran away because I thought the car was going to blow up.
Okay.
And it just sizzled everything out.
Did you ruin the battery, obviously?
Oh, I ruined everything.
So here's the thing. Jumping a car, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, does feel like one of those things that everyone should know how to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yes, you can call someone, right? But knowing how to do it gets the problem taken care of immediately.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, now that I'm thinking about it, I also don't think I have jumper cables in my car.
I bet you most people don't have them anymore if you own a newer car.
Because
I don't know why that is, but I've never had to replace a battery in a car.
I just replaced my battery.
Yeah, but you know, how long? I mean, you've got like almost 300,000 miles on that car.
Yeah, it's the original battery. Yeah.
No kidding.
I just replaced it.
Damn.
Yeah, well, you know, take care of my cars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what you do.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Should everybody know how to jump a car? Because I would be one of these people if my car didn't start this morning waiting for 3 hours for AAA to come jump me as they're getting through everybody on the list. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest. I would feel like a pansy. I would feel like a pansy having another man coming in, touching my battery, getting his hands all up in my battery that I couldn't satisfy.
Jumping your ass.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't feel like a bitch?
Nah, anymore. Maybe when I was younger, but I don't care anymore.
Okay.
Like, I don't want to change a flat tire. I don't want to freeze trying to jump a car.
Well, hey. The tire is, that's understandable because it's legitimately dangerous, mm-hmm. right? Like, if you're on the side of the road, it's horrifying. I do not get, I'll tell you this. Traveling with my daughter playing hockey, I will see every once in a while a dude on his back on 90.
I don't know. You're crazy.
Are you out of your effing mind?
I know.
Are you out of your effing mind? Tire I get.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the battery thing, it's pretty simple. You
it
can
is.
Teach anybody how to do it.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of having the cables and another battery there. Why would we not all strive to be able to jump our own cars?
I guess because I also haven't had a battery issue in forever.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Dan writes us on Twitter, real dudes can do a bump start. I know I'm not a real dude because I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what it is.
I have done one of those.
What's that?
A bump start.
What are you talking about?
Well, I was at your mom's house. Bumped it up good.
Shut up.
Bumpity bump bump.
I think you're doing it wrong.
Bump bump.
Kimmy, after you get that, would you mind Googling what a bump start is? Yeah. Take your time. No big deal.
Yeah, I have no idea what a bump start is.
Shut up. Well, you're the only one laughing at the joke. You're the only one laughing. How obligated are you to jump someone else today if they ask? Let's say they got their own cables. They come to you, or you're in the parking lot at Wegmans. You're leaving work. And they go, listen, man, my car, the battery's dead. Can I jump off your car?
I got to go. I wish, I mean, you're just catching me at the worst possible time.
You wouldn't do it?
I got to get home. I have cancer. I just got cancer.
You just got it. Got
to go to the cancer
You're going to die immediately.
Institute.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, I only have like minutes to live.
You'd take off and leave
no,
that person?
No, I would help.
You lie. I would.
I would like to think I would. But I'd hate it.
Okay. Why would you hate it? You're just helping somebody
out.
No,
but then I got to pop the hood, do the thing, hold this. He starts it. You got to let it run for a minute.
Well, that's the funny part. Like if someone gets stuck in like a ditch in a snow.
Yeah.
Right, like it takes 5 seconds to push that person out. Right. Lots of people stop to do that, but you're right. Jumping a car takes more time than you remember.
And let's say it doesn't catch.
Yeah,
he'll want to try it again. Give me one more start. He might take four runs at it before the car turns over.
And like, here's the thing too. Like, even if you can't get the car jumped, because I've had this experience, you kind of feel like borderline responsible for that person until they get it figured out.
Yeah, because you've taken them on as your kin.
Yeah, you kind of feel that way.
Your battery kin.
I've adopted you.
Yes.
So you ain't stopping, Kimmy. You're stopping obviously to help someone if they need to jump in the parking lot, right? They know how to do it. They got the cables.
Yeah, I was
going to
say as long
battery.
As they have the cables, because I don't have cables. Okay. But if
and
they
you gotta
asked,
wait.
Yeah, I mean, if I don't have anywhere to be.
You're such a bad person.
I know.
252-WCMF. Again, AAA is saying the last 2 days they have been inundated with calls for jumps, for batteries. You know, the cold is killing. Kimmy, what's a bump start?
A bump start is a way to start a vehicle using the momentum of the vehicle's motion to turn the engine. So it seems like
you... Oh, pushing it?
Yeah, kind of. It says you put the key in the ignition and turn it to the on position. Have someone push the car from behind or release the parking brake if you're on a slow, blah, blah, blah. Gradually build up speed while keeping the clutch pedal depressed.
Okay, so I always thought that only worked on a standard,
gotcha,
not an automatic.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds right.
And I really don't want to push your goddamn car.
I'm going to sound like even more of a bitch. I don't know how to drive stick, so that wouldn't even help me in any way.
I bet you most people don't drive stick anymore.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Jim. Hey, Jimmy, how are you, buddy?
Good, how are yourself?
Good, Jim. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I work for a auto parts store. I'm going to leave that the name anonymously. But how many of these guys that go into an auto parts store and have a woman change a battery on their vehicle? How many of them guys feel like less of a man, or have them do their wipers?
Oh yeah, I also.
I ain't doing none of that stuff, bro.
I also have to have people do my. I tried to do my wipers once, and they flew off when I'd use my wipers. Jim, I'm not proud of it. It's not something I'm proud of. I just can't do it.
I'm not handy.
Jim, you got a job because of idiots like us, Jim.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Jim, did you die over there? What happened?
No, I'm here.
Soft boys like us keep you in business.
Yeah, you should be thanking God for soft boys.
Right?
All right, great call, Jim. Yeah. Thank you for the call. What the hell was that?
Got a lot of personality at that counter.
No, like now that we're bringing, there's not a single thing I know how to do on my car anymore. And I was never great about it, but when you drive junk, you're kind of forced to learn things, right? Like there was a couple of things I learned how to do. I can't do any of it anymore.
Yeah, and I don't want to.
Okay, now you sound like such a pansy.
I don't. It sucks.
I don't want to.
And I used to, every time, especially when I used to cut meat, there'd always be that one a-hole. Do it yourself, man. It's really easy.
Yeah.
You know, you just pop the fuel filter out, pop the next one in. Any idiot can do it, man. And I never could do any of it.
No, I fell for that with rotors one time on an old car.
Rotors? That's the brakes.
Thank you.
You try to do your own brakes?
It took like days, but I had someone come and help like figure it out and like help me with it, and it got done.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was like one of those, hey, it's easy. Here's what you do. Bang, bang, bang. It'll take you like an hour. And I was like, okay. 4 days later, we finally figured it out.
I used to drive with the worst brakes. Like you, they would just be steel on steel, and like you, it was like hearing a train slowly stop.
Everybody knew when you arrived. Yeah. Some of the things that you're describing, like learning how to do, is that something that you remember how to do forever, or is it one of those things that goes right out of your head if you don't do it for a long time?
For me,
because how would you know how to do something like that if you haven't done it in 20 years.
Yeah, for me, it's all gone.
Yeah, you got to be mechanically inclined, like, to see it, how it's done.
Yeah,
I don't have any vision for it.
I am jealous of those people, man.
I am, too.
Like, those men that you can look at stuff like that and it just makes sense in your head.
Yeah.
Like, an engine or all, like, I wish
it looks
I
like
had
a mess.
Yeah. 252-WCMF. We'll take one more call. Rich has got the last word on CMF. Hey, Richie. How are you, buddy?
Oh, just fine. How are you?
Good, man. Just being a bitch.
Well, that's kind of why I called a little bit. Back in the 60s and the 50s, they used to come with instructions on how to set your own valve timing on your own on your car, like how to adjust your valves for the motor.
Okay.
And nowadays, you can't even get people to jumpstart a car because they don't know how.
Sure.
Like, you have YouTube. You have one of the greatest ways of learning things on the face of the earth nowadays, and you still have this problem with people. Like, everything you could ever want to know about working on a car or anything, just look on YouTube. It'll explain it to you.
Yo, Rich, I understand what you're saying, but the counterpoint to that is I don't know what I don't know, so I can go step by step, but if I do one little thing that I don't realize I'm doing, I'm going to fry myself to death.
No, you will not fry yourself to
death. No, it happens, Rich. It does happen.
Because I can see that on YouTube. Guys that fry themselves from listening to the break room.
And, Rich, the counterpoint to the 50s and 60s and the valve thing, whatever, I mean, there was also a time.
There was a time
where people bought oxen and traveled cross country to get to California. Rich, you don't do that anymore. Does that make you a bitch for taking a plane?
I guess so, because I do it the easy way. And I mean, it's just, I just don't understand I just don't understand that mentality where, oh, I need somebody else to do it for me. I mean,
like a pilot.
You have all the knowledge at your fingertips.
All right. Well, Rich,
you can't mess it up any worse than it already is.
Yeah, you can. No, we've done that a bunch. I've done that a ton of times, Rich. I've done that like 100 times.
You could do damage trying to fix it.
Rich, you're manlier.
If you're paying attention.
Rich, you're manlier than us, and I wish one day I can be you.
Well, I already knew that. I didn't need you to tell me that, Duffy. Man. Everybody knows that.
Just go on YouTube.
Yeah. You're underestimating our stupidity.
If your wife needs a hysterectomy, go on YouTube. Do it yourself. They'll walk you through it.
To move. What the? All right, thank you.
Bye, Rich.
YouTube.
I hate that. You know, in the 50s, everyone did this. Yeah, no kidding, man. They also had 10-year-olds working in meat factories in the 20s. Don't do that anymore. Probably good.
Man, my engine doesn't even look like an engine. They don't. I don't know what that thing is.
Well, it was funny, too. When I got my battery switch, I had to have the guy at the auto parts store do it for me, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not messing with that. He opens up my Honda Pilot, the front of it. It's got a cover over the battery, but he hadn't seen that before.
Oh.
So we had to together figure out how to get this big plastic.
They don't even know.
No, but that was, I mean, it's not his fault. He's not a
mechanic. No, I get it, but like if he's in the dark, what are you?
But like we had to get this big plastic piece off together, like we're shimmying the thing off, and then everything's underneath there. It just looked like a water slide. No, I got a water slide under my hood.
Look at that.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show, How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend, Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.